In effect until 11. My guess is it will kind of settle in as it normally does. Welcome to the 1st of February. We begin the morning at 28 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where a news update at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The House of Representatives passing a bill that would expand the child tax credit and restore several corporate tax breaks. Not everyone likes it, however. Republican Congressman Thomas Massey says it gives away too much to lower-income families.
There's something in this bill called tax credits, but they're also called refundable. So what is a refundable tax credit? It's welfare by a different name.
And Democratic Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro says it gives away too much to big business.
This bill provides billions of dollars in tax relief for the wealthy, pennies for the poor.
The bill now moves on to the Senate. The U.S. now attributing the deadly drone attack in Jordan that killed three U.S. service members on an umbrella group of Iran-backed militias. The White House says retaliation will be swift. A hangar under construction of the grounds of the airport in Boise, Idaho, collapsed last night, killing three people, injuring nine. California in the midst of heavy rain and snow as two atmospheric rivers collide on the West Coast. This is ABC News. Actor Alec Baldwin pleading not guilty to new charges of involuntary manslaughter after a deadly movie set shooting in 2021. ABC's Mola Lange says we're also learning more about the woman in charge of the prop weapons on the set of Rust. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed.
Court documents show 4 days after the shooting, the film's prop master told another crew member in one text exchange about Hannah Gutierrez. I told you Hannah was blackout drunk last weekend, right? Court documents say witnesses also claimed Gutierrez was high on marijuana in her hotel room while simultaneously in possession of ammunition to be used on the set.
She is also facing manslaughter charges. Some scary moments on a ski lift in Mammoth Mountain in California. A 16-year-old slipping off but grabbed by other people. Margot Wagner watching it all happen.
Everyone was yelling, chanting together to stop the lift.
The others on the chair couldn't pull the 16-year-old back up, and even though workers got a net underneath, she still slammed to the ground, was taken to the hospital. No word yet on her condition. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
An update on sports is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Offrani Simons scored 24 points, including a key floater with 17.1 seconds left, and the Trailblazers spoiled former teammate Damian Lillard's return to Portland with a 119-116 victory over the Milwaukee Bucks. The Clippers beat Washington 125-109, Chicago 117, Charlotte 110, Cleveland 128, Detroit 121, Miami beat Sacramento 115-106, Minnesota 121, Dallas 87, Orlando 108, San Antonio 98, it was New Orleans 110, Houston 99, Oklahoma City over Denver 105-100, and Phoenix 136, Brooklyn 120. From the NHL, Ottawa 3-2 over Detroit in overtime, Los Angeles 4-2 over Nashville, Anaheim 3, San Jose 2, also in overtime. Number 2, Purdue is a winner in college basketball, 105-96. And in women's college basketball, it was Morgan Molley with 21 points, and number 22, Creighton controlled to the fourth quarter to pull out a 76-71 win over Marquette in women's college basketball. Jeff Hafley is leaving his job as Boston College head coach to become Green Bay's next defensive coordinator. The Packers made the announcement yesterday.
Richland Hospital was recently recognized with a 5-star rating for patient experience. Patients were surveyed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on numerous aspects of their care experience, including how attentive their nurses were, the cleanliness of the facility, and how well they understood what their plan of care would be after they left the hospital. A 5-star rating is the highest score possible. Thank you, Richland area community, for trusting us with your care.
A high today of 46, sunshine at times, variable winds 3 to 8 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and frosty tonight, a low of 26. Friday, scattered clouds early, then mostly sunny and a bit cooler, a high of 40. Mostly clear Friday night and 25. Saturday, sunshine to partly cloudy and mild and 44. And upper 40s for both Sunday and Monday coming up. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was 45. We were at 33 at midnight. Currently, it is 28 degrees. Welcome to Thursday, February 1st.
Every now in about this town, it's like she knows I'm alone. Rolls up when the wine is gone, like a record on repeat. Leaning on old memories and talking about what we used to be. Should probably be the death of me, but damn if it ain't sweet. She's my pretty little poison, my heart. She wants me. Try my best not to fall where she falls into me. We all need some kind of fix. For me, she's the one I pick. Nothing else will do the trick. She's all I need. She's my pretty little poison. My heart. Alcohol. I don't want none at all. I just want you. No, I just want you. My pretty little poison. My heartache in the night. With a kiss on her lips, just like cyanide. Yes, she came with a warning, but I.
Warren Zeders and a Pretty Little Poison from the current country charts. Hello there, friends. 9 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, getting ready for today. And I'm guessing the groundhog is, probably doesn't know, the groundhog's still sleeping, but will wake up tomorrow for his one day of work for the year. That's all right. We'll see how it goes. Our own groundhog, Henry Bray, we'll see if he sees his shadow tomorrow, too. So we have that big holiday to look forward to, and our first weekend of stuff going on in February. And it always seems like things pick up a little bit in February. Lots of times the retailers, local businesses will tell you that too. It seems like, I'm sure for a lot of people, January can be a slow month, but it does seem that people start to come out of their burrows during the month of February. We're at 28 degrees in Richland Center on a Thursday morning. Here is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn-out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. I met him in a sale in New Orleans. I was down and out. Looked to me to be the eyes of age. As the smoke ran out, he talked of life, talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. Said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and feathered stance, whoa, he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh, he let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and still grieves. He said a dance now at every chance in honky tonk for drinks and tips, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drinks a bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
It's a long way from Star, Mississippi, to the big stage I'm singing on tonight. And sometimes the butterflies still get me when I'm in the spotlight. And some people seem to think that I've changed, that I was back then. But in my soul, I know that I'm the same way that I've really always been. 'Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways. but that don't mean I've forgotten where I came from. That's just me chasing dreams, yeah. 'Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways, just 'cause everybody knows her name.
Faith Hill on WRCO Radio and a Mississippi Girl.
The Pine River Sports Association Gun Show is February 9th and 10th at the Community Center in Richland Center. 3 to 8 on Friday, Saturday 8 to 3. The PRSA Gun Show is recognized as a quality event with up to 70 tables of guns and related items. Local Boy Scouts will have concessions, just $5 admission, 12 and under free with an adult. The Pine River Sports Association looks forward to seeing you February 9th and 10th at the PRSA Spring Gun Show at the Richland Center Community Center.
17 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, today is February 1st, the 32nd day of 2024, 334 days left in this year. And boy, that first month of the year went fast, didn't it? Oh my goodness. We're at 28 degrees, that is so far, the overnight low at 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. News, weather, and sports coming up at 6:30 today. A tough loss for the Bucks last night. They're playing all right. They're on a tough Western swing, that's for sure. But a team that is supposed to be the NBA, one of the NBA's supreme teams, not necessarily playing exactly like that right now.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby. Out in the yard, 2 a.m. I knock, knock, knock up on the door. Well, she never unlocked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. Side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head. A camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. She got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
about to catch this 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
Just a high.
Good morning from WRCO Radio, and that was the Zac Brown Band. And a tune called All Right. 28 degrees here in Richland Center. First Lutheran Church of Lone Rock will host a breakfast, bake shop, and a raffle drawing Saturday from 8 until 10. The raffle drawing will be at 9:30, and all are welcome to attend. Heaven Bound Church in Lone Rock will host a lasagna dinner Saturday from 1:30 until 6. The dinner includes lasagna, garlic bread, salad, and dessert for $15, or two meals for $28. You can dine in or carry out. And this is the Sunday coming up for the annual Sandy Reitz Memorial 9-Pin Tap Tournament, which will be held on the 4th, this Sunday, at the Phoenix Center, Richland Center. Three shifts will be held, 9:45, 12:30, and 3:15. Cost to enter is $10. Sign up at the Phoenix Center or call 608-649-7469. All proceeds will benefit this year's Walk with Grace.
I just can't help believing when she smiles up soft and gentle, with a trace of a misty morning and a promise of tomorrow in her eyes. And I just can't help believing when she's lying close beside me and my heart beats today. And I just can't help believing when she slips her hand in my hand, and it feels so small and helpless that my fingers fold around it like a glove. And I just can't. Today.
BJ Thomas on WRCO Radio. Our news update is next.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's again. We have on hand many varieties of birdseed, suet cakes, and feeders for all your bird feeding needs. Also, our annual wood pellet sale is going on now, and don't forget to order your ice melt in Road Crew or Blue Zap for this winter. Stop in at Richland Center, Muscadet, or La Crosse and see these and many other products we have on hand, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is 6:30. News Time Today is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast includes a dense fog advisory until 11 this morning for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties. A high temperature of 46. Sunshine at times later on today. Partly cloudy and cool tonight. 26 for a low. Tomorrow, 40 before again getting up to the mid to upper 40s for the weekend. It's 28 degrees.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Corton Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Corton Main in downtown Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Wisconsin Republicans have proposed a constitutional amendment that would curtail the governor's veto powers by prohibiting a veto to increase any tax or fee. The amendment proposed Wednesday comes after Democratic Governor Tony Evers used his partial veto in July to increase school funding for public schools for the next 400 years. Republicans proposed a similar amendment in 2019 after Evers used his partial veto to increase school funding by $65 million. But it did not get a vote in the legislature. If passed by the legislature this year and next session, it would then go to a statewide vote for approval. The governor could not stop it. The Wisconsin Elections Commission argues that Democratic presidential candidate Dean Phillips' challenge to being left off of Wisconsin's ballot is too late, and the state Supreme Court should reject his lawsuit. Phillips last week asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to order that he be put on the primary ballot in the battleground state after he was excluded by the state's top Democrats. The only President Joe Biden's name would be on the April 2nd primary ballot, but the bipartisan presidential selection committee that didn't forward his name, as well as the Wisconsin Elections Commission, told the Supreme Court in a joint response on Wednesday that Phillips waited too long. A lawsuit seeking to once again allow Wisconsin voters to return absentee ballots in drop boxes is one step closer to the state Supreme Court. Attorneys for the national Democratic law firm, the Elias Law Group, filed notice Tuesday that it was appealing a circuit judge's ruling last week, dismissing its claims challenging the constitutionality of several voting rules in the presidential battleground state. Dane County Circuit Judge Ann Peacock ruled that the lawsuit did not meet the high burden required to declare that the voting rules being challenged were unconstitutional in every application. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed a package of legislation aimed at expanding access to dental care and bolstering the dental workforce across the state into law. The governor signed the legislation on Wednesday at North Central Technical College in Wausau. The legislation authorized licenses for dental therapists, a position between a dentist and a hygienist, in areas experiencing shortages in care. The package also provides guidelines for allocating $20 million for technical colleges' dental training programs, allowing dental workers from other states to practice in Wisconsin, easing the path for dentists to seek Medicaid reimbursements, and provide scholarships for Marquette University dental students who practiced in underserved areas. A lawsuit challenging the Wisconsin DNR's authority to require large livestock factory farms to acquire permits is rejected by a Calumet County judge. Judge Kerry Reed this week rejected the claims of industry groups, which was opposed by Clean Wisconsin and Wisconsin Farmers Union. Farmers Union Executive Director Julie Keown Bomar.
We believe that large livestock operations need to be held responsible, and they need to be permitted, and that we need to uphold environmental standards. And so really, this is a win for our members.
Bomar says they had to oppose the lawsuit or risk having no regularity on authority monitoring large farm expansions. Farmers Union has long opposed factory farms, also known as concentrated animal feeding operations. Ahead of the Wisconsin primary on Tuesday, February 20th, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles reminds voters how to obtain identification free of charge that is valid for voting. Valid identification for voting purposes includes a driver license, identification card, military or student ID card. There is no separate voter ID. A federally compliant real ID card is not required for voting purposes. Anyone unsure if their identification meets the requirements should visit the Wisconsin Elections Commission website to check. To obtain identification to show at the polls, begin online. A list of the required documents to bring to a DMV customer service center is available at wisconsindmv.gov. If the required documents needed for an ID are not readily available, DMV has a process called the Voter ID Petition Process to obtain the necessary information. This process, available free of charge, may be used to quickly obtain a receipt valid to take to the polls for voting while the remaining documents or verifications are obtained. Anyone with questions related to obtaining an ID that can be used to vote, call DMV's toll-free hotline at 844-588-1069. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction's online application period for the public school open enrollment program for the 2024-25 school year opens next week. Beginning Monday, February 5th and running through April 30th, parents and guardians can apply to send their children to any public school district in Wisconsin during the 24-25 school year through the open enrollment program. School districts are required to notify applicants by June 7th on the status of their open enrollment application. Transportation to and from a non-resident school, in most circumstances, is the responsibility of the parent or guardian. However, some school districts may provide partial transportation. Application materials and additional information on the program are available on the DPI's website. To assist in submitting open enrollment applications, a directory of public school districts is available on the DPI's website. Additional information from an open enrollment consultant is available toll-free by calling 1-888-245-2732 or by emailing openenrollment@dpi.wi.gov.
Hey, Ellie.
Hi, Mom. Do you know what this week is?
I think I do. Dwayne and Randy have been patiently waiting for those floors at the new Chet's building to be finished.
Spot on. Chet's will open at the original location this week, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, and then we will be closed Friday and Saturday to move across the road to 880 North Orange Street, the former Schneider Plumbing and Heating building.
So does that mean the new store will open Monday, February 5th at 8 a.m.?
Sure will. Same hours, same prices, same great service. Just a new space to serve our friends better. And as always, we appreciate all of our loyal customers because without you, there wouldn't be us. See you Monday.
28 degrees in Richland Center. Today's high will be at around 46. Variable winds, 3 to 8 miles per hour, becoming northeasterly later. Partly cloudy and frosty tonight, a low of 26. Friday, scattered clouds early, then mostly sunny and a high of 40. Saturday, 44. Sunday and Monday, mid to upper 40s with sunshine. A dense fog advisory is in effect until 11 for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties this morning. 28 is the current reading. We were at 45 yesterday and turned it into a very, very nice day in the afternoon. It looks like today more of the same, maybe just a slight bit cooler. It was 33 right around midnight. Right now we're at 28 degrees.
Did you know you can buy used rental equipment at All American Do It Center? That's right. As we keep our rental inventory fresh for our customers, it's time to sell used rental equipment and tools. Our inventory includes skid steers and excavators, trailers, lifts and scaffold, lawn and garden equipment, concrete, air and power tools, and so much more. Visit our website and find rental equipment for sale or stop in the rental department at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex. Dive into greater community and healthier living, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. We'll check the high school schedule for tonight. The Bucks with another loss on the West Coast Road Swing. Those stories and more coming up.
Kubota has the industry-leading VX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. VX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
On the high school girls basketball schedule tonight, Ithaca travels to Kickapoo. That's our next featured local broadcast. The Bulldogs and Panthers tonight in a Ridge and Valley Conference game. DeSoto plays at Seneca. Lafarge at Waseca Steuben as well. In the Southwest Conference, Lancaster is at Richland Center, Prairie du Chien at River Valley, and Dodgeville at Platteville. Belmont plays at Highland in the Six Rivers. Riverdale is at Cuba City in the SWAL. Boscobel at Mineral Point. Darlington is playing as well tonight as they do battle against Iowa Grant, and it will be Southwestern at Fenimore. In boys basketball, Ithaca makes up a game at DeSoto, New Lisbon at Wunniwak Center, Royal at Nisida, Brookwood at Cashton, and Hillsboro at Bangor. Reedsburg plays at Stoughton, GET at Viroqua. The WIAA Board of Control authorized the tournament series format to accommodate a fifth division of girls volleyball in 2024 and approved plans for a student leadership program at its January meeting yesterday. The board approved four recommendations originated and advanced by the Volleyball Coaches Advisory Committees, including two that revamps the tournament series that expands to five girls divisions in the fall following a review by the executive staff. To accommodate the addition of four teams and three games, the state tournament will expand to Wednesday afternoon and evening with the boys' volleyball quarterfinals. Boston College head football coach Jeff Halfley will be the Packers' new defensive coordinator. He takes the place of Joe Barry, who was fired. Halfley has rejected previous opportunities to coach in the NFL, but the changing face of college football reportedly led to his move. He takes over a Green Bay defense filled with a young and talented group of several first-round draft picks. Matt LaFleur has been Packers' head coach for six seasons, and Halfley will become his third defensive coordinator. Damian Lillard got the tribute and all the love his former team got the game, though. Portland welcomed its star home Thursday night, then held off the Bucks 119-116. Lillard scored 25. Milwaukee has lost two straight games under new coach Doc Rivers and has dropped three out of five since firing Adrian Griffin. The Bucks are now five games off of the pace being set in the NBA Eastern Conference by the Boston Celtics. Milwaukee plays at Dallas on Saturday. Lillard talked about his homecoming and had a message for Portland fans.
Everything I ever said about my time here and how I felt about Portland and being here, it was genuine, you know, and I still feel that way today, you know, but life is hard sometimes, you know, you gotta make decisions and you gotta do hard things, you know, even when you might hurt yourself and you might hurt people that you really care about, but it's not a forever thing, you know, it's a sport, it had to happen, and you know, that's where I stand.
The Badgers will try to avoid a trap game at Nebraska tonight. With all eyes on the game against top-ranked Purdue this weekend, it would be easy to overlook a much-improved Cornhuskers team, even though it has a 15-6 record. Wisconsin won the first matchup at home last month, 88-72. Coach Greg Gard's team is led by A.J. Storrs, 15.9 points a game. Center Stephen Crowell and forward Tyler Wall are both averaging in double figures. Freshman John Blackwell talked about being relaxed in these big moment games.
It's really fun, to be honest with you. Like, playing in these crowds, these arenas, it's been a true blessing. And then I thank my teammates. They prepare me, and my coaches prepare me to go on that stage. There's no nervousness, not too much. So I just trust my work. I've been working all season to prepare for this stage.
Badgers tonight at WRCE FM 107.7 at AM 1450 against Nebraska. Morgan Maley scored 21 and number 22 Creighton controlled to the fourth quarter and pulled out a 76-71 women's basketball win over Marquette last night. The Blue Jays' seventh straight win, trailing by two entering the fourth. The Blue Jays opened on a 9-2 run on the way to the victory. And the Brewers have announced some American Family Field upgrades for the 2024 season. The one that fans will notice the first is new LED digital displays in center field. It measures more than 12,000 square feet. New scoreboards and LED displays will also be added behind home plate and along the baselines as well. I'm Phil Nee with sports.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Hello, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? We are offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 647-8522. Visit in person or visit us online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness and we have the means to make it happen.
'Roseanne Cash, and If You Change Your Mind on WRCO Radio. Coming up on 10 minutes before 7, Phil Nee with you after a little bit of nightlife last night. Not much, no. Got caught up on a Hallmark movie. That was about the extent of the excitement last night. But good to have a little R&R because we're heading into a real busy stretch. We hit February and hit the ground running, that's for sure. And we saw Hank Bray. He just walked in. Looks like he's awake anyway. We'll check in with him a little bit later on this morning. And regular features here in the morning with FM 100.9. Here's Riley Green featuring Luke Combs.
What you find on a back road, proofs in the whiskey, reds in the dirt, and hard work stops at the fence row. We stand for the flag, and if you don't like it, we don't care, 'cause we do things a little different around here. We're brave to say team, we're an army green. Truth is in the words and red we read. Pride is what you say about where you're from. Heroes are daddies and mamas are love. The right is right and wrong is wrong. Yeah, we're doing things a little different around here. Easy's at the end of a long day. Free's how you feel, not what you pay. Simple's how we live, yeah. Thanks is what we give. Roots in the ground's why we stay.
Why we stay.
In the words in red we read. Proud is what you say about where you're from. Heroes are daddies and mamas are love. Yeah, right is right and wrong is wrong. Yeah, we're doing things a little different around here.
Doing things a little different around here.
Rain on the roof is what a song is. Is where the heart is.
Bravest 18 wearing army green.
Truths in the words in red we read.
Proud is what you say about where you're from. Heroes are daddies and mamas are love. The right is right and wrong is wrong. Yeah, we're doing things a little different way.
Right is right and wrong is wrong. Yeah.
It is 7 minutes before 7. A dense fog advisory in effect until 11 today for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties. It is an on-time morning here today in southwest Wisconsin.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
This is Garrett with Vitesnek Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time, more time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Vitesnek's in Richland Center and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Vitesnek Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
It is a brand new month and lots of things to celebrate. It's officially Canned Food Month. Canned food has been around since the early 1800s. Interestingly enough, the can opener, though, was not invented until 1855 when English surgeon Robert Yates invented the first tin opener. Yeah, that came in handy. Before that, I'm guessing you had to use a hammer and a screwdriver or something. The hand crank didn't get invented until about 1925. And then, of course, we have it pretty good today where you just have a pull tab, especially at a lot of the soup cans and spam cans. Or you could just be like Popeye and just squeeze it, and then voila, there you go, spinach in your mouth. Right? Here's Morgan Wallen.
I wish I would have met you anywhere but where I did. Some old high-rise town that I won't ever go again. I wish we would have rolled around some old cab and chased them city lights. Hit bars I don't like. We were listening to one more Silver Dollar hanging out by Silverado. Soon as that barber hits the water, girl, your memory starts to float. Baby, why'd I ever take the bed and take you places that I love to go? Hell, I'll never know. I even took you to my hometown to meet my mama. Now I'm gonna see you every time I see that welcome sign. Wish I would've known about now. You'd be good and gone and you'd leave us. Can't you see what you're doing, girl? You know damn near everything I love. Silverado down them roads we used to ride. Wish I would have known by now you'd be good and gone and you'd leave us in a cloud of dust. Can't you see what you do, girl? You run down near everything I love. I can't go nowhere near the whiskey cause you used to drink it with me and I bet on my truck.
Silver dollar.